Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Sam. How are you? How was your first day of classes?
Hello, Emily. I am well. Classes this semester seem interesting, but I am sure they will be a lot of work, as always.
Yeah, mine look that way too. My history teacher told us that we will have to write 4 research papers by December, and we'll have 5 big tests. It's a good thing I like history.
No kidding. I think my biology class will be the same way. Our teacher is very demanding, but with all the summer rest we've had, we should have enough energy, right?
Yes. By the way, Sam, how was your summer? Did you do anything special?
It was great. I spent 2 months at my grandparents' cottage on a lake. My grandfather is into fishing, so every day we went out on a boat with him. The weather was hot, so I was able to sunbathe and swim a lot. My friend was visiting his grandparents in the cottage next door, so we spent some time running around the countryside, climbing trees and picking wild berries.
Sounds like a nice, relaxing summertime. I wish I had done the same. I envy you for having spent it outdoors because my summer wasn't nearly as active as yours.
Really? Why not? What did you do this summer?
I spent June on the couch in my flat, reading books and watching some boring TV shows. All my friends were gone by then, so I didn't even have anyone to go roller skating or bike riding with. Then in July, I went to the seaside with my family. We visited Greece, but the sea was stormy most of the time, so we mostly did some sightseeing and shopping. We swam only 2 times. The most exciting part of the trip was visiting the ruins of Athens.
Wow, did you see the famous Parthenon? Is it as beautiful as they told us in history class?
Yes, it is very graceful. And the feeling of visiting such an ancient place is amazing. So I took a lot of pictures.
I would love to see them when you get the chance. Have you got them on your phone?
No, I took them with my camera, so you can see them on my computer. I am also making a photo album of my trip to Greece. So when I'm finished, why don't you come over and look at it?
I'd really like that, thanks. Let me know when it would be a good time to do that.
I will. I have to run now. Time to get some homework done. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Emily.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Sam. How are you? How was your first day of classes?
Hello, Emily. I am well. Classes this semester seem interesting, but I am sure they will be a lot of work, as always.
Yeah, mine look that way too. My history teacher told us that we will have to write 4 research papers by December, and we'll have 5 big tests. It's a good thing I like history.
No kidding. I think my biology class will be the same way. Our teacher is very demanding, but with all the summer rest we've had, we should have enough energy, right?
Yes. By the way, Sam, how was your summer? Did you do anything special?
It was great. I spent 2 months at my grandparents' cottage on a lake. My grandfather is into fishing, so every day we went out on a boat with him. The weather was hot, so I was able to sunbathe and swim a lot. My friend was visiting his grandparents in the cottage next door, so we spent some time running around the countryside, climbing trees and picking wild berries.
Sounds like a nice, relaxing summertime. I wish I had done the same. I envy you for having spent it outdoors because my summer wasn't nearly as active as yours.
Really? Why not? What did you do this summer?
I spent June on the couch in my flat, reading books and watching some boring TV shows. All my friends were gone by then, so I didn't even have anyone to go roller skating or bike riding with. Then in July, I went to the seaside with my family. We visited Greece, but the sea was stormy most of the time, so we mostly did some sightseeing and shopping. We swam only 2 times. The most exciting part of the trip was visiting the ruins of Athens.
Wow! Did you see the famous Parthenon? Is it as beautiful as they told us in history class?
Yes, it is very graceful, and the feeling of visiting such an ancient place is amazing. So I took a lot of pictures.
I would love to see them when you get the chance. Have you got them on your phone?
No, I took them with my camera, so you can see them on my computer. I am also making a photo album of my trip to Greece. So when I'm finished, why don't you come over and look at it?
I'd really like that, thanks. Let me know when it would be a good time to do that.
I will. I have to run now. Time to get some homework done. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Emily.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.